previously on Talk to Dad.
It's not wrong, but it just feels cursed, sort of.
Did you eat any of the pizza with pineapple on it?
Of course I don't.
So that is my attempt at explaining a science story that I don't really understand the science of.
A gravestone missing for almost 150 years was being used as a marble slab to make fudge. Let me get this straight. He's dedicated his life to comedy and he's a lawyer.
Would you rather be the ugliest person in the world or the second ugliest person in the world?
I mean, wait.
Completely disgusting.
Santi's face of disgust.
Talk to Dad.
Hello and welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 259. I've got Will here with me.
Hello.
And also Mom.
Hi.
Also known as Allison. I call you Allison, but sometimes when I'm talking to the kids, I might refer to you as Mom.
Yeah, I do that too.
We've got, you might notice if you listen to this podcast, there is noise in the background because we have a full-on construction project going on in our backyard.
I was expecting you to say we've also got construction workers.
We do. There are construction workers. So the first thing that happened was earlier this week, some people came in with a giant backhoe and dug a huge hole in our backyard. That was kind of exciting.
Took down part of our fence and then just left.
There was some rock that they had to dig out that we had to pay extra for. And we didn't even get to keep the rock. But there's a big hole in our backyard. And then after the digging people were done, the excavation people were done. Yesterday, they had plumbing people come in and put down a bunch of PVC pipe in the hole. It all looks very complicated. And today, we've got the people with the steel rebar, and they're laying down steel rebar so that they can pour concrete over it. And it's pretty exciting. It's exciting because you can go out there and you can kind of look into the hole and imagine what it might look like when it's a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although it's like, I mean, it's not very like sand down. It's still very like rough.
Kind of looks like the Grand Canyon. Kind of just looks like a mess. But
it looks like an archaeology project or something. But I don't know. Earlier they came, the people that designed the pool came and like spray painted on our lawn what it would look like. But this is much more three-dimensional.
Yeah, you can literally.
A lot more messy.
Yeah, you can imagine, at least I can. I can imagine much more what it'll look like as a pool than I could before.
It looks,
and I think that's kind of exciting.
It looks really big to me.
It does look big. I think it's a little bigger than it actually will end up being because they had to dig deeper than to put down the
all the PVC pipe and the,
We really could just say like, all right, I think we're done here. Just throw some water in there.
Just swim around in the
mud. I don't think that's true. I think
it'll work out pretty well.
I don't think that's true.
We could just have a little lake.
A very natural lake.
Yeah, extremely natural.
So natural.
Yeah. I mean, we might get turtles. And I wonder how much wildlife people get in their pools around here. Sometimes you hear about, I don't know, snakes or...
Yeah, snakes and frogs. Are
bunnies
that
fall
things
into the pool.
Can bunnies swim?
No.
Well, maybe that's good.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they can for a little bit, but I think people do find some
floating bunnies.
Yeah.
I don't.
Deceased bunnies in their pools sometime.
I don't want to find that.
Kind of cute to see bunnies swim, though, if they could.
Maybe they can.
I guess we'll find out.
All right. Okay, Google. Can bunnies swim?
Here's a summary from Animal Hearted. The answer is yes. A rabbit does have the ability to swim. Just because an animal can swim doesn't always mean it's something they like to do. Cats can swim, but most of them avoid the water at all costs.
Apparently bunnies can swim, but they maybe don't like to.
I want to see that happen now.
I want to see Maisie swim again.
I wonder if Maisie will swim.
I think she will. Remember when we had our little pandemic pool, our little above ground, 4 foot high pool, whenever all of us would get in it, she would want to get in it with us. Even though like when we'd put her in there, she would do the dog paddle and kind of panicked. She was swimming just fine. But then we would put her out because she looked so panicky and then she would want to get right back in.
Yeah, she's very like cautious about it.
Yeah, I think she'll definitely like floating on a raft in the pool for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be cute to watch.
I could see her hanging out like on the steps.
I don't know like how much she'll swim or how much she'll become a swimmer. She kind of became panicky when she was swimming in the little pool.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she'll get better at it. Maybe I'll get better at swimming. I kind of get panicky when I try to swim too.
We definitely shouldn't put her in like the pool. Maybe just like the hot tub, but.
No, I think the hot tub would be too warm for her.
Well, like when it's not heated up, maybe.
Speaking of Maisie.
That's still such a good sound effect.
When, so because the workers have been here, like the first people, like ones that excavated our yard, they had to take down like a couple panels of our back fence. Supposedly that's going to come back up today and we'll have a fence in our backyard again. But we haven't been able to like let her go out in the backyard because she would run right out that hole in the fence and decide that it's her time to run around the neighborhood and all the neighborhoods nearby because she's a runner.
Cue the banjo music.
But every time I go out to go out the garage, out our back door that leads into the garage, she always tries to follow me. And I'm like, no, you can't come, because she knows if she gets out, she might be able to escape.
Oh, yeah.
And the other day I took her. Where did I take her? I took her somewhere in the car.
Oh, just around the block.
I guess we were moving the cars. Oh, that's right. I just took her on her leash in my car to move the car around back. And I had opened the gate, parked the car. I let her out. And then I shut the gate. And she was very mad at me for shutting the gate. She was like, no, don't shut the gate. Don't. This is what I live for. She was barking at me in a way that made her seem very frustrated and upset.
She was barking at you?
Yeah, she was just kind of like, ruff, 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 ruff.
Ah, okay. Like the,
just, you know,
the little, like,
not barking at me, kind of barking at the gate. Like, oh, the gate, it's closing.
No, my stop.
Let me off my leash.
Stop
my
closing.
My opportunity is closing before my eyes.
Yeah. We also have to, we're keeping her harness on her because in the morning and at night we have to kind of put her on her leash and take her for a walk, or at least just take her into the front yard so she can do her business, her little doggy business. We also have to water our lawn by hand. I've got a sprinkler that I started today to water our front lawn because all our sprinkler systems are shut off. Because if it wasn't, we would have a natural pond in our backyard, I imagine.
Yeah, me and Mom were actually like going to an appointment this morning, and we got blocked off by that sprinkler.
The sprinkler was like
flooding the sidewalks.
There was no way around it.
This is like the final form of sprinklers.
Right.
This is the final boss.
It is like it's an oscillating
sprinkler.
I was about to use the word oscillating, and then I thought, is that correct?
I could see
it moves back and forth.
But it moves back and forth, but its path was always over the walkway.
So if you time it just right.
No, there was no way around it unless we wanted to go through the wet grass.
It literally like turns the sidewalk into a waterfall.
I have faith in you, and I believe that you can do it.
No.
It wasn't right on the sidewalk.
You can't. Like, timing is irrelevant when, literally the entire place is just soaked.
Sometimes it was pointing the other direction.
It was all on the pathway, though. There was no way...
Mm-hmm.
There was no way on the path to our car where we would not have gotten wet.
Maybe you just have to meditate and then the path will become clear to you.
We could just, hang up some, swim gear, near the front yard. Just get changed into our swim clothes when we go across.
An umbrella wouldn't have even helped, really. It was just windy enough, and I had just straightened my hair.
The one thing that's just a little
bit—that's too much to expect.
The one thing that's just a little bit sad is that the weather is finally starting to cool down. And the reason I say that's sad—that's not a sad thing in and of itself. But when I look at them working on the pool, I think, oh, by the time they finish this, it's going to be cold.
Yeah,
it will be too cold to go swimming in our backyard.
But not too cold for the hot tub, and not too cold for the fire pit.
And next year will be nice.
And I just realized that means I get to get some fuzzy sheets for my bed.
Fuzzy sheets.
And I'll be actually able to sleep at night. I mean, I'm sleeping well, but
I'll get to wear sweaters.
I mean, it's been in the 90s this weekend. 92 today, 94 tomorrow. It's
still plenty warm. What's it going to be like on Monday?
On Monday, it says high of 84.
Oh, 84 is nice. Monday, we are going to...
Howdy, folks. This is Big Tech.
We're going to Six Flags.
We're going to the State Fair of Texas on Monday. And I'm looking forward to it. We haven't been they didn't have it last year. And I feel like we didn't go maybe the year before that. So it's probably been 3 years since we've been to the state fair.
Probably.
And yeah. I think Santi will be excited to go to the State Fair of Texas because there's really few things as American as the State Fair of Texas.
Yeah, that's true. Especially like Texan specifically.
Texas is kind of very American though.
Yeah.
There's different blends of American.
Texas is, there is. There's a lot of different. But I feel like when people outside of the country think of America, they kind of think of Texas.
I've got here a list of all the events at the State Fair of Texas. So one of the things they have, let's see, I'll just pick out things at random. There are milking parlor demos.
That
will be fun. Cows being milked. That'll be exciting.
Can we help milk the cows?
I feel like Maybe. They wouldn't let like guests do that for professionals
have you,
only.
Have you ever milked a cow, Greg?
I have never milked a cow. Have you?
No. I would like to.
Both of us didn't know the answer to that question. There was a high degree of likelihood that one of us had milked a cow.
Yeah.
Much lower degree of likelihood that Will has ever milked a cow.
Yeah, without us knowing about
it. But we sort of grew up around cows.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up kind of in the town, but just outside the town. There would have been plenty of cows I could have milked had I had the opportunity. My uncle had a farm and he sold dairy equipment, so, you know.
This is what happens when I go on a podcast with just me and my parents.
It's true. We talk about whether or not either of us have ever milked a cow.
And I know both of us have eaten raw milk before, like milk that you don't buy from the store.
I felt like I was eating it.
It has like the cream at the top of it.
That's nasty. I mean, maybe tastes good, but like just like the thought of that.
It's actually pretty good.
Some people like it.
The cream is really good.
I felt like there were floaties. They might have all been in my imagination, but I couldn't get past
it. Probably mostly in your imagination.
I didn't
like it. It doesn't keep very well, though. Like you have to drink it all within a day or two because it doesn't, like pasteurized milk stays good longer.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because all the bacteria has been killed.
There is Majesty of the Horse.
What is Majesty of the Horse?
Well, you can join renowned horseman Jerry Diaz for a presentation displaying the majesty and beauty of the horse.
Mm.
We got cows, we got horses, we got pig races.
Yes.
We've got a petting zoo.
Only the state fair would brag about a renowned horseman visiting.
Where you can, well, it's a big deal.
No, a renowned horseman is great.
You can... In the petting zoo, you can meet a variety of farm friends, from emus to zebras to pigs and goats.
Wait, zebras?
Zebras and emus both have a reputation for being a little bit mean.
Yeah, I don't know if emus are...
There is an emu. There's a TikTok account that I follow called... I think it's called Useless Farm. And there's this lady that has... She has emus, she has llamas, she has... Maybe they're alpacas. She has just all these animals... But she has one emu in particular that she calls Karen, and Karen is the meanest animal. And she always talks about how mean Karen is. And when she's doing her TikToks, like Karen will like try to sneak up on her and she'll put her hand back. And if she puts her hand up, Karen will back off. But otherwise, Karen will attack her.
It's hilarious.
I'm just imagining back off, Karen.
Yeah.
That lady has some bravery to face off an emu like that.
It's pretty
or
funny.
To turn her back to an emu.
I kind of want to play... One of the TikToks. It's better when you can see the visual, but let me find. There was one.
Oh, this one's an easy one.
All right. So someone had asked her the question, what would she, meaning Karen, do if she caught you off guard and you weren't able to put your hand up? I'm scared to know the answer.
She'd try to stomp me to death.
What is...
Keeps on like just casually putting her hand back.
Oh, this one's an easy one. She'd try to stomp me to death.
She just put her hand up.
Karen is behind her, stalking her.
Yes.
Karen would actually try to stalk her or stomp her to death.
That's what she says.
Dang.
Karen is mean. What else do they have? They have the Dallas Police Department will do a motorcycle skills demo. There are mini butter sculptures.
Mini? Is there the big one this year?
I don't know. Maybe they don't have the big one this year. They said it was... Created in 2020 as a virtual contest this year, fair fans across the Lone Star State can channel their inner sculptor. Sculptor? Sculptor. That sounds
sculptor.
Weird to me.
Sculptor.
Sculptor.
Man.
And win a ribbon of their own for their work of art made entirely from butter.
Man, back in my day, these butter sculptures used to be 5 feet tall.
Maybe that means there won't be an actual butter sculpture this
year.
So
no giant butter Elvis or butter cow.
One of the feature presentations this year is Fiestas de Marionetas. Fiestas de Marionetas. Marionetas.
Marionetas?
Marionetas.
We need a Spanish speaker here to make fun of us.
If Santi were here, he'd be cringing, and that's why I do it.
He would be so horrified.
There is a chainsaw carver. There is an all-star stunt dog show. A world of magic. That sounds exciting.
That sounds fun, yeah.
A whole world.
There are the Budweiser Clydesdales. I don't know. The usual stuff.
Elsie the cow?
I don't see Elsie the cow here. It does say that there will be Big Tex. Of course, it will be Big Tex. A Midway Barker. The Mattress Firm Illumination Sensation.
What? What? What is that?
It is set along a scenic reflecting pool. Mattress Firm Illumination Sensation combines fireworks and high-energy pop music with engaging performances from dancers and acrobats.
Okay, so that's not mattresses.
Interesting.
No mattresses.
They're I don't have the list of live performers at the fair this year.
Usually they're good Chinese acrobats and...
And a lot of not so popular anymore, 80s and 90s bands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That maybe have one or two of the original members.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or who else have they had before?
I think this year they're having Sugar Ray, for example.
What is Sugar Ray?
That I Just Want to Fly song. You remember that song?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember one time we went there and saw at the state fair, there was a world's tallest mattress tower, and it was just I think 30 feet tall. It was really unimpressive. One of these days we need to make
a mattress tower.
Yeah, it was
and not that tall.
Yeah, I remember Phoebe saying if we got together our friends and stuff, we could probably make a taller one than that. It really wasn't that impressive.
I remember one year they had a house of cards.
Oh yeah,
that's
that
cool.
Was cool.
Pretty impressive.
That
although
was cool.
It made me feel what if someone knocked it
right.
down before the fair was
or
over.
Sneezed.
I wish I remembered that one.
Someone
but that one
it.
Sounds really cool.
And
I'm wondering how they even protected it against wind or anything.
And one year they had a domino.
A lot of them are indoor pavilions.
Demonstration. They knocked over dominoes.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
That would be cool if you were there when they knocked it down, but otherwise not cool. If you're just there watching them set it up, it's maybe a little bit cool. But the best part is when they knock it down. And if you're not there for that, you're not,
I do kind of want to see professional, I don't know, domino creators, the people that make those 10,000 domino pictures on YouTube and stuff. I want to see how quickly they can set them up and their weird strategies and stuff. That could be kind of cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is pretty cool when you see them, the videos of them knocking down dominoes. Mm. So it should be fun. I don't know. I wonder how different it'll be this year because of this is their reopening it during the pandemic. I'm excited. I plan on eating a corn dog. I don't know about y'all.
Mm. A corn dog is the one thing that I am always going to want at the fair.
We also have to try at least a couple of the Big Tex Choice Award winners that we've talked about on the podcast in the weeks leading up to this.
I think the two winners. There should be one Big Tex winner that's there's one big winner that's savory and one big winner that's sweet, I think.
I think one of the winners was something to do with deep fried gumbo or something.
Yeah.
That
sounded
it.
Really good. And then there was another one.
Was it the Nutella one?
Maybe.
Both
of the winners sounded
one.
Really, really good.
They did.
Some of the finalists sounded less good, but were crazy. So.
Yeah.
There's some years where the final ones are just so disappointing. And I remember on those years, I always think how much food did they go through to get this? Did they really try that much food for this to be the result? This
when
sounds really, really
when
good.
They're
enough.
Experimenting and trying to figure out what's going to, how they can do it.
Yeah. I remember the fried jello was more just a ball of fried stuff with a little smidge of jelly inside it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the fried butter similarly was, it was a deep fried biscuit with butter on the inside.
Pretty much.
Because you can't really, deep fry butter and have the butter still be there.
Yeah.
But
I mean, yeah,
it sounded cooler happen. Than it was.
A few things have been going on around here. We now have the cleanest pantry we've ever had. And it's because
this is awful.
We had little bugs in our pantry.
This is horrifying.
We had little, I think they call them wheat weevils. They're like little bugs that can get inside wheat and they just eat the wheat and
eat the
live
flour.
And die and have but eggs. They were, and
they're weevil.
Yeah. So first we noticed them in the flour. Yeah. So we moved all the flour into containers. We noticed them in the cereal. So we threw away all the cereal, moved the cereal into airtight containers. But then from there,
I went in there one night. So I thought maybe we could take care of it just by moving flour, everything.
And flour and cereal.
Throwing away stuff that was open containers and getting closed containers for everything. And then I went in there one night and I noticed on the ceiling there were little bugs crawling around. And I just thought, all right, that's it. I'm going to have to go
full
100%
on.
100% full on war on bugs. And I cleaned every single thing in the pantry, which is kind of a bigger job
than
you realize. Because you have to take like every little thing out, clean it. And then clean the
wipe
shelves.
Wipe all the shelves. And get the Clorox wipes for the ceiling.
We did buy a whole bunch of like airtight containers for like pretty much everything in there.
And
that's
which
not
we
in a
replaced.
Container.
We didn't reuse the stuff that already had bugs in it.
But. Yeah. And then clean it all down and then put it back. There were some things like there was an open thing of wheat. Like, and it had like a little plastic over the top of it. Like a food storage wheat container. But the bugs were like, there's a bunch
that
of them in there.
That is horrifying. Anyway. It's gone
but
now.
But now it's very, very clean. I haven't noticed any bugs the last couple of days at all.
I'm still paranoid.
Yes. Yeah. Which you should be. You should look for them. But I think I did a pretty good job. And now when I walk in there, it's very satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a horrible thing that led to something good.
It's true.
Yeah, but
which
I just,
is we have a very clean and organized pantry now.
Very.
I just can't get the thought of like seeing bugs in my oatmeal show up like out of my head. That's just like permanently just burned into
there. I
feel
like this podcast should have a trigger warning.
A little bit.
For maybe. Happy Halloween. Let's talk about bugs in your oatmeal.
Yes.
Creepy things.
It's weird
along.
Because I don't know. Like if I ate it and didn't know it was there, it wouldn't bother me that much.
Well, you wouldn't
people
know.
People may disagree about that.
You wouldn't know.
I noticed it in my oatmeal, and I kept on eating my oatmeal.
Okay,
I was like, I'm not gonna throw out this oatmeal.
Oh my god!
Also, because
hungry.
There was like a 50% chance, it was just like the seed of the oats, maybe, well, and
oatmeal,
I had no idea how they even got
oatmeal
in there.
Oatmeal does have speckles.
Oats were already in a sealed container when you made your oatmeal,
so it might not have. There
it
might not have
just been oats.
Well, it might have just been the oats.
But like, I did like. I don't know. I put the oats in a bowl and I left it on the counter when I like put in the water.
But the
and
counter
stuff.
Wasn't in the pantry.
Yeah. It was
I don't
probably
know.
Okay. I know
I don't
Allison
think.
Threw out all of
the grits
because grits kind of have little flecks in them.
And it's impossible to tell.
They look very similar.
And I was just paranoid.
I don't think there were any bugs in it,
but we couldn't tell.
I supported you in throwing it out and buying more grits.
And same thing with the oats. We couldn't see any, but also we couldn't quite tell. So
we just need to inject the nutrients straight into our veins.
But now it's so clean and so satisfying. And it was really kind of, I wanted to clean it anyway. I didn't want to have to clean it because of bugs, but I did want to clean the pantry. It was like on my list of to-dos. But now when I walk in there, it just feels so satisfying that everything is clean. I threw out a lot of stuff we weren't using anyway, and it was pretty nice.
Mm.
Another thing that happened around here is, three of the people that live in this house dressed up as hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That was great.
And that was kind of fun.
We have pictures.
So we have...
Does anyone want to explain why?
Yeah. I think I should definitely be the one to explain. There is a tradition started by a kid in our orchestra who... He played the cello at the time, and they switched to viola because he's, like, a beast. And he's, like, crazy good.
Really, really good. Yeah.
Who apparently, like, wore a hot dog to one of the... So we have, like, these...
This is years ago.
Yeah.
This
we'll have
for the first time.
We'll have October concerts, just as our fall concert, and our director always, and now our directors, always say that we can, like, dress up in, like, a costume that can be kind of, like...
Seems like the name changes every other year. One year it'll be the Haunzert, and one year it'll be the
Orktoberfest. Yes, it's been other things, too.
And it doesn't have to be, like, a super high effort. a costume or anything, but you can just dress up as one if you want. And Caleb dressed up as a hot dog the first year, and apparently that just became... Well, it started out
he
as...
He was first chair, so he was, like, right, like, front and center.
Yeah, he was, like, putting the hot dog on full display. And it started out as just, like, a cello section tradition, where the cello section would always wear hot dogs, and then it just spread to the entire orchestra.
Not every member of the orchestra does it, but there are always a good number of hot dogs.
Yeah, the essence of hot dog thought spread far and wide. And it spread to all the orchestras, too. I mean, I think our orchestra did it the most, probably because, like, it started here, but...
This was the first year you had done it, and the first year Henry had done it. This was the first year he had... Henry didn't get to participate. Did he? Was he in the orchestra last year?
He was, and we had a concert that was outdoor and had only, like, a couple of people. Like, he was already in a class that was kind of smaller.
His orchestra group,
but then like a lot of the kids that were virtual didn't want to come, like even though it was an outdoor concert, because people were just being very cautious. So we had one last year, but it was smaller and it was a lot different.
It was kind of fun doing it outside though. We had, I think some people from our orchestra actually like played with them just because they didn't have enough people.
Because
I think
the two smaller
that was last year.
Groups, last year needed.
This year they got to do it indoors. Yeah. And you and Santi and Henry all dressed as hot dogs.
Yeah, technically Santi's first time dressing up as a hot dog to a orchestra concert,
too. I think none of you guys had ever dressed up as hot dogs for an orchestra concert.
Or for anything.
Or in general.
Or for any reason.
It's the first time you'd ever dressed up as a hot dog.
But, but can I say, you all looked really good in those hot dog costumes.
Thanks. There's a girl
you
from
wear
my,
it well.
There's a girl from my orchestra who was wearing the hot dog from my section, actually. And she just, like, walked past me and said, like, I like your costume. I said, thanks, you too.
Yeah.
They're both hot dogs.
Yeah. And it is kind of fun to look up there and see several people dressed as hot dogs. Not everyone. Mm-hmm. I think it would be worse if it was everyone. But the fact that it's only some people and you start to notice several hot dogs.
Well, and it's fun, too, because it's such a complete costume. Like, you can't just sort of wear a hot dog costume.
Yeah, you have to
embrace
the hot dog.
You have to commit to the hot dog costume.
For a moment, you become the hot dog.
It's head to toe almost. So, yes.
And then the last thing I wanted to mention that's been happening around here is we now have a movie night wheel where everyone can suggest movies to put on the movie night wheel, and then we spin the wheel. It's like an app on my phone.
It's kind of like Russian roulette, but with movies.
And whatever it lands on, we have to watch that movie, which is kind of nice because it takes the arguing over what we're going to watch out of it.
Mm.
There's no more of that.
And we watched some movies that way. That's been kind of fun.
Yeah. We watched Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and then we watched Chunking Express a few days ago.
And
we watched Monty Python
too.
And the Holy Grail.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I guess we've seen three.
We had all seen, but Santi had not seen. And we thought that he should have to. And I'm not sure how much he enjoyed it because it's very British humor. It's very...
And I think, also like half I think asleep, subtitles would have been helpful.
Yeah, subtitles probably would have helped.
Because their accents are a little more... And it's kind of like a quick and chatty movie.
Yeah.
As far as the dialogue goes. He did kind of afterwards say, I don't know what I just watched.
I do like that movie. But I do think, like, of all the movies that I like, it probably has the worst ending.
Oh.
It just sort of ends.
Yeah.
Well, and I get that it's supposed to end.
Just, like, it ends in chaos.
I get that it's supposed to end, like, anticlimactically. But, like, I don't know.
I mean, I think, actually, Monty Python, they've said many times in interviews that they always had trouble ending their sketches, like, figuring out how to end it. And it's pretty clear they had no idea how to end the movie. It just fizzles to the end and ends. And maybe they were doing
devolves.
That on purpose, like, ironically.
Yeah, it devolves
like, it's supposed to be, like, just a big letdown. But, like, I don't know. It's not that funny.
No.
The ending?
It's not
no,
funny.
It's
really
the
not.
Ending isn't. The rest of the movie... I think actually
pretty
is pretty funny.
I feel like, I don't know, there's better like cult classics, like
but
comedy
none,
cult classics.
None
but
are so quotable though.
That's true. I kind of, weirdly enough for this kind of movie, I kind of thought it was funnier the first time than the second time. Like the first time me and Henry were like dying over it.
I think it's totally like that. Like the more you watch it, the more funny it is just because.
No, I think it's the opposite.
He was saying the opposite.
Oh, really?
Which is weird. Like the first time me and Henry saw it, we were like really, really laughing. The second time, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it's funnier the more you watch. The first time I watched it, I think I was like, it's okay. And then you realize, I don't know, the funny parts
you
are
notice
funny.
Different things, I think.
There are some things that you don't notice, or at least I didn't notice, like the fact that there's someone beating a cat in several different scenes.
Oh, I've never noticed that.
You never noticed that?
No. I just, like, I catch more, like, I think the first time I watched it, I only caught, like, half of what they said, because they really do, it's, like, very fast-paced with and the dialogue.
Things that come up, like, multiple times throughout the whole...
Like yeah, the, I didn't like realize... Like, the swallow... The
I didn't
swallow
realize how much they set up the swallow.
Yes, they set it up so much. And then, the like, all the brave, brave Sir Robin parts, like, that... the bard singing right behind him is just funnier every time I see it, because he looks so bugged.
Or the fact that King Arthur has a hard time counting to three.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
He always says 1, 2, 5, three, sir. Three.
Three. Yes.
Yeah, let's do some news.
Now, your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
I have a story out of the country of Turkey. A Turkish man who was reported missing joined the search party for himself. This is from the Associated Press. It says, in a scene worthy of a comedy sketch, a Turkish man joined a search party for a missing person, not realizing that the individual being pursued was him. Behan Mutlu, age 51, went drinking with a friend in a forest in the town of Enegold, northwest Turkey, late Tuesday. His wife reported him missing after he did not return home, and she had heard that he had walked away from his friend drunk. Police and rescue teams were called to find Mutlu, who had gone to sleep in a house in the forest, according to Turkish news. He came across members of the search party in the morning and decided to help them find the missing person. He realized the focus was of the he realized he was the focus of the search when they began calling his name. After a while, they said they were looking for Behan Mutlu. The news quoted him as saying, I broke into a cold sweat when I heard my name. I told them I was Behan Mutlu, but they continued to search. They didn't believe me. The truth came out when my friend Masut saw me. Mutlu said he was part of the search said he was part of the search team for more than half an hour.
So that's wait.
So embarrassing.
So he was drunk when he got lost, and he was still drunk when the search party came?
Well, he didn't really get lost. He got drunk, and he went to sleep at a house in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
So in his mind, he wasn't really lost. And then he heard a search party, and he was like, oh, well, I will help the search party find whoever it is they're looking for.
But, like he wasn't gone long enough for the like drunkenness to wear off.
He was gone overnight.
So, yeah, he wasn't.
So he wouldn't be the same level of drunk in the morning as he was the night before. But, yeah.
Dang.
But can you imagine just how embarrassing that would be? Like, you're searching, then suddenly you realize they're calling my name.
Wait, it's me. It's me they're looking for.
And it kind of makes sense that they wouldn't believe him when they're like, oh, no, that's me. I'm here.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, yeah, whatever.
I don't even know, like, how I'd react to that.
I'd be embarrassed. I'd be tempted to, like...
So embarrassing.
I don't know. Go... Run off into the forest and then just wait for them to come to me.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Like actually get yourself lost out of shame.
Yeah.
Get lost. Yeah.
You want to share your story, Will?
Counterintuitive. A museum lent an artist $84K, so he kept the money and called it art.
$88,000.
$84,000.
No, I'm reading upside down. Okay. $84,000.
Yeah, so it says when an basically there's two large picture frames filled with banknotes worth a combined $84,000.
So he just took the money and framed it?
Yeah. So the Kunsten Museum of Modern Art took delivery of the recreated artworks ahead of the show, but then figured out that the frames were empty. This is a Danish art museum. The artist said, I have chosen to make a new work for the exhibition instead of showing the two 14 and 11-year-old works respectively. The work is based on / responds to both your exhibition concept and the works we had originally planned to show, which makes me wonder what the original artwork looked like.
I don't know.
It's kind of interesting.
What do you think of this whole thing?
So then he took the $84,000 and did what with it?
So I have thoughts. It's called, the art is called like Take the Money and Run, which I think is kind of funny.
That is funny.
Very literal.
Very, very literal.
Less metaphorical than you would expect art to be.
Yeah.
So
I liked his explanation for it, but I think he's a snake. I'll just say it.
His take on it, telling CNN on the phone is, I saw from my artistic point of view that I could create a much better piece for them than what they could imagine. I don't see that I have stolen money. I created an art piece, which is maybe 10 or 100 times better than what we had planned. What is the problem?
In a way, he has a point.
So,
and yet,
the thing is, like,
and yet he feels like a
shady as
thief
heck.
Or a fraud.
Yes,
the thing is, they did give him money and he did create an exhibit.
So you remember the guy that duct taped a banana to the wall and it sold for like $200,000?
Yes.
How is that person different from this person?
I mean, is this any less art than his? Well,
I mean, it's the same.
If you give an artist money to create an exhibit, that's different. I guess
it's the same like Dada.
If you have an exhibit that's already there and somebody gives you money for it, I feel like that's a lot different from taking the money. I mean, he took the money and ran.
Exactly.
That's actually what he did.
Well, he framed the money, I think.
Was the money there when they displayed it in the exhibition?
I thought no.
I'm trying to figure that out. So, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is keeping the money.
Does he get to keep the money?
Or, I mean, after the exhibition's over,
they want it back.
Just take it with him.
Oh, the article actually compares it to the person taping a banana to the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And also Banksy shredding that painting. So, yeah, it basically is like this would be considered like Dada art, right? Because it's like kind of making fun of like
a little absurdist. It's definitely modern,
I think the museum doesn't agree.
Yeah, so they do want it back. I think it was the museum director that said, it's not my money, it's public money, it's the museum's money. So that's why by January we need to make sure it's coming back to us. The thing is,
if he took a blank canvas and he drew a smiley face on it and put it inside a frame, and he kept the money, he would still get to keep the money, right? He wouldn't have to pay the money back.
Well, it already is artwork, though, like, in and of itself. It's just, like, meta. The thing is, like, for one thing, he did technically give them artwork. And for another thing, if they got back the money, then that just, like, ruins the point of it and doesn't mean anything anymore.
I guess here's the thing that I'm confused about. Like, are they paying for the exhibition or are they paying for the art?
I thought they were paying
to allow the exhibition
to happen.
But maybe he does get to keep the art. But if they're paying for the art itself and then it becomes part of the permanent collection, then I guess they keep the money.
They keep the money. But it has to be exhibited. I don't know.
I think they're pretty much just paying, like, they're, like, commissioning him to make...
That's what I thought, is they were commissioning him to make art, but then he just...
Oh, wait, no, they were paying to, like, display his artwork. Showing the two 14 and 11-year-old works, respectively. It's based on / response to both your exhibition concept and the works that we had originally planned to show. Yeah, so they were paying to, like, display his artwork, not, like, commissioning it.
I mean...
I think the answer is not really clear-cut
here. It's not very clear... And I have to admire him on one level for just having the guts to do that, but...
And it does make an artistic statement.
It does.
Yeah, he's one of those guys where, like, you're not sure if you would do that yourself. You're not even sure if it's morally, like, right.
Yeah.
But the action itself, you kind of have to respect.
It's kind of funny.
I mean, it is kind of like...
And it definitely will be talked about in art circles for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. It is kind of like Banksy shredding that one piece of paper.
I will say, I feel like...
Or that one painting.
His reputation's a little bit shot with museums now. Like, museums are not going to take a chance on this guy anymore.
I mean,
yeah, but...
I think basically it would have to, like... When they sign the contract, they would have to have provisions in the contract that say you can't just take this money and...
Take the money and run?
Yeah.
Man, imagine if he just, like, framed the contract and, like, left it unsigned or something.
That could be also a statement.
It could be.
I mean, anything can be a statement.
But is it art?
This is kind of cool, though.
It's interesting, for sure.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess the consensus we have, like, kind of mixed feelings on it, but it's ultimately, like, yeah, sure.
You know, it doesn't remind me of the duct tape banana so much as it reminds me of the guy who went up to the duct tape banana and ate it and called it performance art.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Allison, do you want to share your story?
Yes. My story is Fat Bear Week. It's here. It's happened. And those bears are fat. This is, if you don't know about Fat Bear Week, it's every year. It's Katmai National Park in Alaska. And this is what they posted on their Twitter. The people have spoken. The portly patriarch of paunch persevered to pulverize the Baron of Bear Donkadonk and the final match of hashtag Fat Bear Week 2021.
It's a lot of alliteration.
Much alliteration. 480 Otis can now boast a bevy of bests with this fourth first place finish. As we celebrate like a true champ, 480 is still chowing down. Good job.
Bear 480 is the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Does Bear 480 have another name?
Otis. 480 Otis.
Otis is a good name for a fat bear. That's a
it
good
is.
Fat name, fat bear name.
So he's won, this is his fourth time winning Fat Bear Week.
Oh, wow. He's a veteran.
Which is voted veteran on. Champion. Yes, voted on by people on the internet. And people love him. He's won four times before, but he's still kind of an underdog because he's 25 years old. Bears live only 20 to 30 years on average.
I wonder if Vegas bets on Fat Bear Week.
I bet they do.
If you can go to Vegas and place a bet on who's going to win.
I think they do. And they post like what look like March Madness brackets, yeah. You know, with all the fat bears that you can vote on. But he was kind of an underdog. He, at the beginning of the season, was really scrawny and like not doing well and was missing teeth. And had leg problems because he's really, really old.
This is inspiring.
And he was scrawny and just was not doing well at all. But he totally like overcame and ate a whole bunch of salmon and was, and like people who voted for him, really loved him because he just was chill. He wasn't like aggressive with the other bears. He would like let the salmon kind of come to him. They loved just how, like, just his chill and lazy attitude.
It sounds like
but
an Aesop fable.
Also, he kind of overcame, like, a lot of challenges. So, this says, instead of going after salmon, 480 Otis simply waits for them to come to him. Even though he occasionally appears to be napping or not paying attention to the fish, he still succeeds in eating, as evident in him becoming the 2021 Fat Bear Week champion. He's known for sitting in his office on the far side of the fall. They put office in funny quotes. He just chills there and waits for the fish to come to him. Sarah Woolman, project and media manager for Katmai Conservancy, told USA Today last week. He really did put on the pounds this year. So, yeah, and there's another story here from, this is from USA Today, but the one from NPR News was just quoting people who voted for him. He got like the vast majority of votes. Like, I want to say like 5,000 votes more than the next one down, who was a younger, plumper bear to begin with. But people just really loved how, like, you know, they could see him just like struggling to walk at first because, you know, he had like leg problems and he was missing like canine teeth that would be good for eating the fish. And they just loved watching him just deal with all of those challenges and just sit and eat fish and get fatter.
It's an inspiring story.
Yes. Yeah. Good job, Otis.
This could
good
be job. Like a children's like little nursery fable where the message be. Is the path to success is doing nothing and wait for others to just and waiting for right. others to give it to you.
Just being
let
nice
the and, food come to you.
Yeah. But also like he wasn't like attacking the other bears or being any like he wasn't like entering into any apparently some of them fight for the food and are really like aggressive. But
he's like a slacker icon.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Way to go, Fat Bear Otis. Yeah.
It's literally like a slack off competition, I guess.
But you look at the pictures of him now. He really, I mean, he's a fat
he
bear.
Is very chunky.
He is a chunky boy.
Yep.
Good job.
Yep.
Let's play a game.
Isn't this fun?
We played a game a few podcasts ago that Mom was not able to be a part of. A game called Hum This Tune, Hum That Tune. And after the podcast, Mom wanted to see whether she could do it, and she was really good at it. And I told her, next time you're on the podcast, I'd like to do this, and we'll give you your chance to win this game. I've got a dozen songs here on a spinner. I created a spinner for it. We're going to spin the wheel. These should all be songs that most of us know. There might be a couple that Will doesn't know. If you don't know the song, we'll let you spin again.
What kind of songs are these?
But we will see if we can hum that song to the point where Google will recognize it and identify the song.
What kind of songs did he pick?
Random songs that all of us hopefully will know.
Okay.
So the rules of the game are you can't sing the song. I know everyone's going to be really tempted to sing the song, but you can't sing the lyrics. You can say la 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 or do 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 or whistle or hum. And you want to do it accurately enough that Google identifies the song. Let's go Will and then Mom and then me. And we'll go around as many times as it takes. Will, I'm going to spin the wheel.
That sound effect.
Your song is Despacito.
I don't know that song.
Yes,
sorry.
You do.
Do you
want to
listen
to it in orchestra?
You do know it. You
know it well.
I played it in orchestra in like 7th grade, 8th grade. I don't know.
Do you want to listen to a little clip of it?
No,
first?
I know it.
He's joking.
No, don't.
All right, no, okay. I'm just pulling up the.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you were joking. Hey, I got it. I'm never doing that again.
You did yes. Well.
All right, Will has 1 point.
I think I got like
he identified it very well. Let's see, you got a 53% match, which is actually
really
pretty
good.
Mom got that an 83% match on some song. I forgot what it was.
53% match. Will has 1 point. All right, let's spin the wheel for Allison. Are you going to do it on your phone, Allison?
Yeah, I'll do it on my phone.
Did you say spin the wheel?
Spin the wheel.
Ah, okay.
I'm going to spin you around.
All right.
Spin the wheel.
Not the wheel. The wheel.
I want to spin the wheel.
Wheel.
I want to spin the
wheel,
though.
Wheel.
I want to put Will on a spinny chair.
You can't.
Spin him around.
Will on a spinny chair would be fun.
Here we go.
I'm so scared.
Yours is, and I don't know if this is the official name, but who are you going to call Ghostbusters?
I think it's just called the Ghostbusters theme.
Probably.
Oh, gosh.
Do you not know how it goes?
I do, but most of it's out of my range.
All right, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. Do 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 do, do do do, do 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 do. Oh dang it!
See, that's the part they should have done is the instrumental
part.
No,
it didn't. It didn't give me. It just Googled. Why did you do that?
All right, yeah,
because they're saying do.
Yeah, try it again.
All right,
so you have to hit the microphone, then hit search this song.
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hold on. Do 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 do.
One second average trick.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do, do do do, do 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 do, do 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 do. Yep, I got it.
Oh wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yep, I got Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr., Ghostbusters Halloween All Stars, and Ghostbusters Kids Bop.
What was the highest percentage?
Only 26%.
Okay, you still got it.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. How many? What was the percentage?
26%.
But it still identified it.
It identified it.
All right. It is my turn. I'm really bad at this game. I'm going to do it anyway. I got the Star Spangled Banner.
Nice. That's like the easiest one.
I don't know.
No,
we'll
that if you don't get it.
Seriously?
Right. I'm going to try it. Alright, I'm going to try again. It says maybe I'll...
I guess you're
I think
fake American.
It's
such a good idea.
I think it's a fail.
I'm going to try again.
Okay.
It maybe is a fail, but I'm going to try it one more time.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it might be because I have my headphone plugged in.
Sure,
is
that's
that,
why.
Is that why?
I think yeah, that is sure. why, honestly.
All right, okay, all right. Okay.
It might not be that.
It might not be that. Let's see.
I'm going to try it.
You going to hum again?
I don't know. I'm going to try.
Whistling?
Do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do 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 do. It got it that time.
Can we get a canned applause for that performance?
You know what? It's not an easy song to sing.
It's not. It's not.
It is all over the place in terms of scale.
It's true.
I got a 29% match.
That's good.
I feel like I only deserve a half point because I tried multiple times. But the last time I did get a 29% match.
Yes. Okay. Do we all get three tries or four tries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
All right. Will, it's your turn again. Pull up.
How many?
The wheel.
How many rounds are we going to go here?
The will.
The will of.
The
we
wheel.
Can do it as many as four rounds, but I don't know if we're going to last that long.
I don't know if I can last that long.
The will with a southern accent.
All right, Will, yours is Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Oh, not the one by Bill Wirtz. Okay.
By the Beatles. Do you need to hear it first?
No, I know that one.
Okay.
Oh, you need a phone.
Yeah, I need my phone.
You're just waiting. Waiting patiently.
I was wondering. Do 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 do. Set 6 and 7% matches for random stuff. I don't think any. There's like one that's in English. All right, let's try that again. I don't really know the like verses. I just know the fun here we come and like here comes the sun. That's all.
Do you want to listen to it first?
All right.
Do you know what it sounds like?
I can play it on my phone. Good thing you can't get DMCA'd on this podcast.
So we are allowing like multiple attempts this time.
Yes.
Everybody. Okay.
Is, like, frozen in time.
Well, you know, sometimes I think even last time we were at least doing it until you got a result.
Mm-hmm.
So if it identified a different song, that counted as a fail.
But I
so
think
the
it,
first two times I did, it didn't.
He got
didn't
a result.
Result
it wasn't
all.
In English, but he got a result.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's kind of the same thing over here. Whoa, I know your password now. Do 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 do. No, I'm not getting it. Wait, hold on. More results. What? And yeah, okay. I had to scroll all the way down, but Here Comes the Sun was a 9% match.
What were the
multiple other 9%
ones? Anything else to recognize?
Multiple other 9%.
I just swiped off. Sorry.
Okay.
By
does
accident.
That count if it wasn't the top 3 or 4 or 5?
It's like a quarter of a point. 9% of a point, maybe.
I don't know. Okay. If it was a result, I guess that's...
I don't know. This point system has kind of been...
Yes.
Kind of
all over the place.
Up.
Kind of crazy.
Okay.
All right, Allison.
Oh, I dread.
I have to try again because that was Ghostbusters for some reason again. Let's see if we can get a different song. That was Despacito. I thought I had a thing where you don't get the same one over and over. All right, your song is Staying Alive.
Oh, gosh, no.
By the Bee Gees. From the hit movie Saturday Night Fever.
Staying Alive. Be quiet. I'm trying to get in my mind like where I should do this at. Okay. Do 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 do. Yep.
It's actually a really good song, honestly.
It was pretty good. You were very on tune.
Okay.
Very on tune.
Yep, I got Staying Alive. by the Bee Gees is first. And percentage? The second result, 23. Second result was the London Theater Orchestra for a 17.
Doing Staying Alive,
yeah.
Staying Alive is like...
Oh, I got a lot of Staying Alive,
got a solid
different
two
versions.
Points.
I legit, okay. Like, unironically, keep on forgetting how good that song is.
It's a good song, unironically.
Actually really good.
Also great spin. For CPR.
True.
My song is Camp Town Ladies.
Nice.
Duda, duda.
Okay, that's like getting hot cross buns.
Seriously.
That's...
You're getting just all like the kids
you
songs.
You say that, but I might not get it. I'm going to try.
Do you need to take out the...
Wait. I can't whistle. No, I'm going to start again.
Okay, are you going to take out the... That messed it up last time, I thought. Take out the thing from your phone. Yeah.
I'm going to try it without and see if that was the problem.
Okay.
Do, 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 do. Oh, I didn't do the search song. Stop at you. I got it.
Yay!
With 11%.
Nice.
Camptown Races.
It's still a win.
11%. I also got an 8% match. And then the 7% match was something called Pinocchio by DJ Alf.
DJ Alf?
Yes, I have no idea what that is.
I'm curious about the song.
It's the original song.
Maybe.
Original mix.
All right. Let's do a spin. Should we do one more round?
Okay.
I think I'm done.
No. One more round.
One more. We got to play this till it hurts.
No, that was long.
It was from the beginning.
All right. Well, your song is Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash.
Man, I wish I could sing this one.
You know it, right?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know it well?
Hit the search song.
Yeah, not even in the more results. All right, okay.
That's kind of a hard one.
It is.
Because it's mostly a guitar riff.
Yeah.
I think the ones that are mostly guitar riff are harder.
Like Ghostbusters.
Oh, he's going to try again.
Okay.
Do 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 do. Yep. Should I say, should I go? Top result with 9% and like a whole bunch of other ones with 9%.
Beautiful.
Like 8, 7, 6.
That's a solid 0.5%.
Yeah.
A half a point.
I got it like first result.
No, but you got a second try. Okay. Second try first result with no technical issues there.
All right, Allison. Your song will be.
So scared.
I've been working on the railroad.
Oh, that, gosh.
Why did we put like nursery rhymes
folk
on here?
Songs on
I
here.
Had to find songs that we would all know.
Okay. Yeah, I think I know that
and
one.
And that people listening to this would also know.
Okay. Are we ready? Do, 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 do. Yep.
Nice.
Okay. I've been working on the railroad by Cookie Monster is my top result. I've been working on the railroad by John Denver is my second. And
John
I've
Denver.
Been working on the railroad by Cool Time Kids
okay,
is
that,
my third result.
That's the one that should have been the first result. Is
no,
Cool Time
Cookie,
Kids.
I sound more like Cookie Monster's
that's
version.
Very funny.
You should be honored.
46% right. Match with Cookie Monster singing I've Been Working on the Railroad.
Pretty good.
I would be flattered, honestly.
Mm-hmm,
all right. Last turn.
Honored. Deeply
last
honored.
Turn of the game.
Lost ground.
I got You Really Got Me by the Kinks.
Girl. You really got me?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know this song well?
I might recognize it when I hear it, but...
Do...
No,
do,
you just...
Do,
do. Hmm? You gotta not do the Google
the
search. Also, you gotta unplug the cord.
I don't think
it
worked
last time.
It was working
last time. Okay.
Also, weren't you pressing just the microphone button?
All right. Do... Do 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 do. No.
What did you get?
I failed. Unable to find a match.
Oh no. It was.
Does anyone want to try that
you
song?
Really got
no.
Me, no.
For bonus points?
No, wait. I'm
anybody
done.
Anybody want to try?
No.
All right. I'm going to declare
I don't need
Mom
the bonus,
the winner.
I don't need the bonus points.
Will got at least partial points every turn.
Yeah.
So he takes second.
And it consistently
and I am last,
below average.
As expected, Mom is our champion and our winner.
Woohoo!
There's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
For Treat Yourself today, we've been sort of putting this one off because it's scary and we are afraid.
We're scared.
It's a good
but we have the Jelly Belly Bean Boozled Jelly Beans Fiery Five Challenge. There are five jelly beans based on chili peppers of increasingly hot flavors. I think the first one is jalapeno. Let's see. No, the first one is sriracha. And then jalapeno, and then cayenne, habanero, and the hottest one is Carolina Reaper. And I have heard that these are all very hot. Even the least hot one is pretty hot. I think of all the people in this house, of all the people who've ever lived in this house, the three people at the table right now are probably have the most tolerance for spicy food. Is it controversial to say I think I like spicy food the most out of anyone in our family?
No, I think that's pretty.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But I feel like you two, Will and Allison, you both
we have
like spicy food
we
fine.
We have like a medium-high tolerance.
But Henry and Elizabeth, Phoebe likes it okay.
I think
Henry
and
Elizabeth
used to like
don't
spicy
really
food.
Like spicy food that much.
Henry used to like spicy food less.
Santi is not a big fan of spicy food.
But I think he should try them.
We could invite him to Treat Yourself.
Should we see if he will?
Henry went for a walk.
Conveniently.
Yeah, just in time. Santi is going to join us for the Bean Boozled Fiery Five Challenge. All right, so this one has a little spinner, but I think what we should do is just start with the least spicy one and work our way up. Instead of using the little spinner that came with the box. The one that is solid red is sriracha. Let me see if I can find the sriracha one.
Is that the
one.
Least spicy?
Wait, I thought
it's
you...
the least spicy.
I thought there's like a chance it would be spicy.
Oh, I think it's going to be plenty spicy, actually.
Or I thought it was like, it could be spicy,
spicy,
it could not be.
No, these are all spicy.
But then we're not getting Bean
are
Boozled.
Are you scared, Santi?
Of course. I'm from one of the countries that takes the least spicy things.
You're very brave.
Yeah, I'm going to suffer a lot.
I'm so sorry.
Santi will suffer for this podcast, and we appreciate that. All right.
We appreciate your sacrifice.
Okay, everyone. Here is a sriracha jelly bean. If you want to, you can cut off just a tiny piece of it and just try a piece of it.
No, you got to go the whole way.
I think
way.
You got to eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a jelly
I'm
bean.
Saying this mostly for Santi.
Okay.
If he wants to have just like a piece of a jelly bean...
You gotta go
Instead
the whole
thing. You may want to have like bread or milk ready. All right, let's try the sriracha. I'm gonna keep the mics okay. on because I feel like
so
we need
the
reactions.
Okay.
That's pretty spicy for the least spicy.
It's pretty spicy.
It's
not like crazy spicy.
I don't know
spicy.
If I'm going to do this.
Just put it in your mouth.
It doesn't taste like sriracha. It just tastes like cayenne pepper.
It's pretty
it's got
spicy.
A, kind of a slow burn.
Oh, this
no.
one is the
I'm
least
not going
spicy.
There.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that really like kicks in. Dang.
That's mildly painful.
Whew. That's the mild one?
That is the least spicy.
Wow. Dang.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Not a lot.
You're not very okay?
No, I'm sweating.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it doesn't kick in immediately. But okay, yeah, I need some milk.
Yeah,
hold on.
That is starting out with a bang.
You know, a banana would probably be good. I have a feeling the banana would be soothing.
We don't have any bread, do we?
I don't think so.
Ooh, why I did even upset to do this?
Goodness.
That's a little painful.
Do you want some milk, Allison?
No.
Oh, that milk isn't good. It expired.
This one's better. Well, why do we still have it?
Can you grab me a banana, please?
Well, it started 3 days ago.
All right. Okay, so I think we can all agree that it's delicious.
No.
No.
I'm not going to go for the next one.
You're already out?
After the first one?
Yeah, I need a banana too.
It's hurting a lot my mouth.
Yeah, it's a little painful.
Oof, man.
All right. And then there were four.
Maybe we just keep doing this until only one of us survives.
Santiago, have a seat. You can just be entertained.
This will be our final podcast.
In pain here.
Well, you're just, so that's the new standard is who can keep going when everyone else drops out.
These are
going
to get sued.
This is jalapeno.
Why isn't the banana doing anything?
I expected it to be like a spicy cinnamon, you know, like that level of heat.
Yeah.
That's way spicier than actual sriracha sauce.
Let's hope we made a mistake and accidentally...
This one is jalapeno.
Maybe
that
we made a mistake.
Second spiciest.
Maybe we made a mistake and we're going backwards.
It actually
backwards.
Does kind of feel like it burnt my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like
the jalapeno
like
actually
fire.
Tastes like a jalapeno, which is nice.
It does. It tastes like a jalapeno.
I don't think it. You know,
I'm still eating
like
my banana.
Less...
So far, it doesn't seem as spicy as the sriracha.
Oh, it's getting my nose though.
I wish this were a video podcast so you could see everyone's expressions.
Yeah.
Their expressions of pain and suffering.
All right,
I'm
just
putting it
to
on.
The next one. You haven't eaten it yet.
I do like that it tastes like a jalapeno. It tastes like a green jalapeno.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just distilling.
I don't think this one's as spicy as the sriracha.
I can't tell. My tongue is still on fire from the last one.
I feel like the sriracha was spicier.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I need to take a seat.
Are you all right?
I'm still recovering from that one. How have you guys recovered from that last one?
Santi is not okay. He's still not
okay. How have you guys not recovered from that first one?
All right, let's just get the next one.
I'm going to go have some bread.
We have the wisdom of age to know that everything is going to be better one day.
Someday.
The jalapeno wasn't too bad.
No, it's
the next
just a combined
one, though,
effect.
Is cayenne.
The first one tasted like cayenne to me.
I'm dizzy.
You're dizzy? I'm so sorry.
Like start having visions.
Shut the fridge.
Are we out of bread?
Yes, we're out of bread.
I should have bought bread before we tried this.
All right, please. Let's just get it over with.
Cayenne. Cayenne pepper.
Okay.
This is the medium one. So there are five.
All right.
This is the medium. I mean, they're all hot, obviously.
Will, do you
still
bang?
Are you dropping out?
No, I just think so.
I recommend you to drop out because...
Santi is recommending that you drop out. Here is the cayenne.
Okay.
This one is going to burn, I have a feeling.
Are you eating the whole thing?
Of course. I mean, it's got a nice flavor.
It tastes like cayenne pepper.
It does, actually.
Maybe I feel like my mouth is already kind of burned off, but it's not
killing
me. I don't
think it's any worse. It's not any worse.
Or when you swallow, it's a little tough.
It's not any better.
It gets your throat when you swallow.
Oh, God.
It's a slow burner a bit, but...
It doesn't seem worse. The sriracha started out pretty darn
The sriracha
spicy.
Was painful.
I swear we had like the hottest one.
All right,
one
what's next? Me. What's next?
Habanero.
Okay.
This orange one is habanero.
Okay.
And there's one
what does
that.
It go up to? What's the top level of spice
Carolina
here?
Reaper.
Oh, God, no. Okay.
I think I had a friend have a Carolina Reaper pupper once, and apparently he had, like, what he described as hallucinations in his dreams.
At least they don't have a ghost pepper.
All right.
Scorpion pepper.
Okay, right. Everybody on the count of three?
Habanero. One, two, three. These are all delicious, by the way.
I didn't think the first one tasted very good.
Habanero doesn't seem so bad so far. It's kind of fruity. Mm. The habanero does not seem that bad.
Yeah.
I think we started with the most painful, honestly.
That's deceptive.
Maybe we did.
I mean, I'm looking at the little... I'm looking at the little chart they supplied.
I feel like my sinuses are melting.
The habanero is not bad. They say they recommend drinking milk, ice cream, rice, honey, or even lime to extinguish the burn.
I have a lime.
They say do not drink water. If the jelly bean is too spicy, drinking water. Is a great way to take the heat and redistribute it to every part of your mouth. So don't drink water.
I guess that just pushes it around.
They say, do not say we didn't warn you. It is hot.
I mean, they warned us.
The habanero is not that bad. Or maybe it's because my mouth is numb. It? No, I'm chewing it.
Okay.
This was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think the habanero is that bad.
No.
I feel like I could eat like several of these at once.
I mean, it's called habanero.
But I am scared about the Carolina Reaper.
I'm still recovering from that first one.
I wonder if some of us got a Carolina Reaper that just looked like a sriracha. Because the Carolina Reaper are speckled.
I actually got a runny nose.
Did you give us the wrong one?
I don't know. Now I'm wondering if like some of them were Carolina Reapers.
Well, this one is speckled though. So
this one is definitely a Carolina. Are you dropping out?
No, I'm not going to drop out. But I'm not liking it right now.
It's kind of like... Man, we've been saying, like, oh, we're just going backwards, and it's going to kick us in the face.
Carolina Reaper, 3, 2, 1.
All right. See you guys in the next one.
It doesn't seem that different to me.
You know what? It's the same. I swear it's the same one that we started out with.
As a sriracha? You think we started out with a Carolina Reaper instead of a sriracha?
Maybe. Oh, my gosh. Because the first one didn't taste like sriracha to me. It tasted like that.
It's very spicy.
It's coming back.
It is very spicy. It's coming back. I am feeling the burn.
Yeah. 2024.
Do you feel okay?
I'm feeling the burn, yeah.
It's making my nose water.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Making my nose
now. Yep, I'm out.
Clearing out my sinuses. But you made it all the way, so.
We made it all the way.
Congratulations.
I feel like we should get a t-shirt that says finisher.
I don't get the t-shirt. I just drop out in the first one.
You should get a t-shirt that says Trooper, though. Like, I mean, you did that. I think the first one was the worst.
Yeah, I don't know why the sriracha was as spicy as it was. It's not supposed to be.
I'm not sure it was a sriracha. I think it might have been one of the Carolina Reapers. It tasted the same.
I don't dare try again, though.
No, I don't want to.
I really tried to find ones that looked like they didn't have any speckles on them.
Yeah, I don't want to test it.
Wow. Well, those are pretty spicy.
I'm eating a cheese stick.
So if we had to rate them all, would you say that they're all delicious? I would say they're all delicious.
No. No.
I like the habanero and the jalapeno quite a bit, actually.
The jalapeno tasted like a jalapeno, like a candied jalapeno.
And the habanero has kind of got a fruity...
I would rate that one as okay, and the rest of them is beyond terrible. Yeah, deadly.
Deadly.
Painful.
Mm, wow, it's still in my mouth. It's still in my throat.
I feel like I'm going to cry.
I'm trying to eat this, like, non-stringy, Monterey Jack string cheese. I don't know. Or it's not string cheese. It's not doing anything.
Very.
We're off with stone fire.
Very spicy. Well, that is Treat Yourself, and that is our podcast. Thank you, Santi, for joining us and making it partway through the Fiery Five Challenge.
That was
a bad idea.
I'm so sorry.
I shouldn't have joined.
Thank you.
This was a good final
Allison
podcast.
Allison and Will for being on the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you especially to anyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can find us at Talk to Dad Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
Goodbye.
William.
Are you great?
Still looks like he's in pain.
We are.
You can find us at talkingdeadpodcast.com, where you can download and stream all of our episodes from 1 to 259. If you like the podcast and you want to help us out, there's two things you can do. One, you can tell a friend about our podcast. The other thing you can do is you can subscribe, rate, and review us.
I had it twice. I'm sorry.
If you leave us a 5-star review wherever you found the podcast, that might help other people be able to find the podcast. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later, hopefully.